Once upon a crescent moon, when the stars fill the sky and the blankets are pulled up tight, it's time for a story. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us every Friday. Your favorite stories are now beautifully illustrated storybooks, perfect for bedtime. Visit underacrescentmoon.com/books to bring one home. Now for tonight's story.
Baba, you're home.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. There he is.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How was school today?
It was fine, I guess.
That doesn't sound fine. What happened?
There's this kid in my class. His name is Adam. Nobody wants to sit with him at lunch because he's always grumpy and he says mean things to people.
I see. And what happened today?
My teacher asked me to sit with him. She said, Yusuf, you're a kind boy. Would you go sit with Adam today? And I didn't want to, Baba. I really didn't want to.
Did you sit with him?
No, I said I would, but then I went and sat with my friends instead. I feel bad now. But Baba, he's not nice to anyone. Why should I be nice to him?
Come sit with me. You know, Habibi, that question you just asked, why should I be kind to someone who isn't kind? There's a prophet of Allah who showed us the answer better than anyone.
Which prophet?
Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, one of the mightiest messengers Allah ever sent. Allah gave him miracles that no one else had. And do you know what all those miracles had in common?
What?
Every single one of them was an act of kindness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long ago, in the land of Palestine, there lived a young woman named Maryam. She was one of the most pious people who had ever lived. She spent her days in prayer, devoted to Allah alone. And one day, something extraordinary happened. An angel appeared before her, in the form of a man, and said he was a messenger from Allah, bringing her glad tidings of a righteous son. Maryam was astonished. She had no husband. How could she have a child? But the angel told her that this was easy for Allah. To have anything done, he only says to it, "Be," and it is. The Quran tells us that the angels came to Maryam and said, "O Mary, lo, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him, whose name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, illustrious in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near unto Allah." And so, by the will of Allah, Maryam was blessed with a baby boy, Isa. And from the very first moment of his life, Isa was special. When Maryam brought her baby back to her people, they were angry and confused. How could she have a child? They accused her. But Maryam said nothing. She simply pointed to the baby in her arms. The people laughed. "How can we speak to a baby in a cradle?" they said. And then the baby spoke. And the Quran tells us that the baby spoke with a clear, miraculous voice. "I am Allah's servant. Allah has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And He has made me blessed wherever I may be." A newborn baby, speaking with perfect words, his very first miracle and his very first message was that he was a servant of Allah, not a god, not the son of God, a servant, a prophet, sent with truth and mercy. Isa grew up to be a man of great wisdom and deep kindness. And when the time came, Allah sent him as a messenger to the children of Israel to call them back to the worship of Allah alone. But Allah did not send Isa with only words. He gave him miracles, signs that showed people the power of Allah. And every miracle Isa performed was about helping someone. The Quran tells us what Isa said to his people. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. I make for you out of clay the figure of a bird. Then I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal the blind and the leprous, and I revive the dead by Allah's leave. Think about those miracles, dear listeners. A man blind since birth, who had never seen the face of his mother, never seen the sky or the trees, and Isa, by Allah's permission, opened his eyes. Imagine the first thing that blind man ever saw. A leper, covered in sores, shunned by everyone. No one would touch him, no one would come near him. People crossed the street to avoid him, but Isa came to him. Isa did not look away, and by Allah's permission, he healed him. And the clay birds, Isa would shape a bird out of clay, breathe into it, and by Allah's permission, it would come alive and fly away into the sky. Every miracle was by Allah's leave. Every miracle was by Allah's permission. Isa never claimed these powers were his own. He always said, "This is from Allah. I am only his servant."
Do you notice something, Yusuf?
What, Baba?
Think about who Isa helped. The blind man, the leper, the people nobody else wanted to be around. He didn't only help the popular people or the easy people. He went to the ones everyone else had given up on.
Oh?
Let me tell you what happened next.
Isa walked among the people day after day, calling them to worship Allah alone. He taught them about prayer. He taught them about kindness and mercy. He said that the most important thing was not rituals or riches, but the purity of the heart. But many people rejected him. The powerful priests were angry because Isa's message threatened their authority. They called him a liar. They called him a magician. They plotted against him. Yet Isa never stopped being kind. He never gave up on his people, even when they were unkind to him. He kept inviting them, kept teaching them, kept helping them. And Allah sent him loyal friends, the disciples. The Quran tells us that Allah inspired the disciples to believe, and they said,
"We believe. Bear witness that we have surrendered unto Allah."
The disciples asked Isa if Allah could send down a table spread with food from heaven, a feast as a sign from Allah. And Isa prayed to his Lord, and Allah answered. But even with all these signs, even with all these miracles, the enemies of Isa kept plotting. They wanted to get rid of him. They schemed and planned. But Allah had a plan too. And Allah is the best of planners. The Quran tells us that they did not kill Isa, and they did not crucify him. Allah protected his prophet. Allah raised Isa up to himself, up to heaven, alive. The enemies thought they had won, but they were wrong. Allah saved his servant. Allah raised him high. And the message of Isa, the message of mercy, of kindness, of worshipping Allah alone, that message lives on.
Baba, so Isa helped everyone, even the people no one else wanted to help?
Especially those people. The blind, the sick, the lonely, the ones everyone else avoided. That's what made him so special. He didn't wait for people to be nice before he was kind to them. He was kind first.
But what if Adam is mean to me when I sit with him?
He might be. You know, Habibi, sometimes people are grumpy and rude because they're hurting inside. Maybe no one has been kind to them in a long time. Maybe they've forgotten what it feels like. Isa healed people who were sick on the outside. The blind, the lepers. But you know what? Sometimes a kind word can heal someone who is hurting on the inside. And that's a pretty amazing thing too.
So, maybe if I sit with Adam and just talk to him, maybe he won't be so grumpy.
Maybe. Or maybe it will take a few days. But you know what? You'll have done the right thing. And Allah sees everything, Habibi. He sees every act of kindness, even the small ones that no one else notices.
Okay, Baba. I'll sit with him tomorrow, inshallah.
That's my boy, mashallah.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Inshallah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my kind boy.
And so ends tonight's story, and the story of Prophet Isa from under a crescent moon. Remember, being kind to someone who is unkind is one of the hardest things you can do, but it is also one of the most beautiful. You never know whose heart you might heal. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bring the stories home as beautifully illustrated storybooks at underacrescentmoon.com/books. The story of Prophet Isa and his miracles of mercy is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Al-Ma'idah. And the full account of his life can be found in the Stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talal Itani.